You're listening to the CN and Osh Boys, recording from Youth Media Center at SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Dorian.
AJ.
Kamor.
Kino.
And Marchenko.
We are 10th grade students from Seton LaSalle, but our friend AJ is from Osh. Today we're going to be discussing a few questions. Let's start with this question. What is your most treasured possession, and why is it really important to you?
My old answer would probably be the stove, but my most treasured possession, probably a football, because I just love playing football.
My PlayStation, because I play it a lot during the week, helps me calm down.
Mine is probably my phone, because I can't get anywhere without it, and I can't contact anybody, and I would be bored all the time.
Mine is my PC, because I can do many things on it, and stay entertained and pass time.
And why is the football so important to you? Like, what part of that football, like, really speaks to you?
Because it's a good saying that they always say, you could take the player out the game, but you can never take the game out the player.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. AJ, what do you like to do on your PC? Like, do you work on it? Do you play games normally? Like, why do you like it so much?
I do schoolwork, play with my friends, and just pastime, like I said before.
All right, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. All right, on to our next question. Tell us about the person you look up to the most, and why do you look up to them so much?
I'd probably say LeBron James, because he's just the epitome of human greatness. I always say this multiple times. It goes Jesus, LeBron James, and probably Martin Luther King III, and my greatest people to ever walk this earth. And I just believe that LeBron, he just everything to me. Like, I'm about to get teared up just thinking about it.
Okay, what made you to start liking LeBron? Like, what part of him made you like, oh yeah, I like him and I want to look up to him?
See, what a lot of people don't know is I used to be a Golden State Warriors rider, and I used to hate LeBron. I used to always want Curry and him to win, but when you become a grown man, you understand that you got to look at it from a different perspective.
Anybody else want to talk about the person you look up to the most?
I look up to Aaron Donald because of his work ethic, and, you know, he's just him.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. On to our next question. What is the most important lesson you have learned so far in your life?
This is school related. Listening and, like, turning in stuff, because when you don't, that's a big part of school. Like, you're losing grades on.
I got a good one. Don't share your plans before they're finalized, because I've done that before where I tell people that I'm going to do this thing and then it doesn't work out and I just seem like a liar, and then like people won't trust you or anything.
I've learned this recently in the past year, even to yesterday, last night, when they were sending the rankings to the group chat and I've scored more touchdowns than multiple of my peers. I've got more tackles. I've started in more games and I'm still not ranked. So you got to realize that not everybody's journey is the same, and sometimes your time will come after theirs, but you always got to keep on working, and it's always your story, not theirs.
That's good.
Just to listen to others and what they have to say, because if you don't hear what they say, you can get confused, like teachers, you get made fun of. Just always hear people out.
All right, now we're going to switch it up to ourselves. We like to talk about ourselves. What is something you're currently looking forward to? Like, what do you see yourself doing in the future?
I'm looking forward to going to trades for either welding or lineman, and I want to do photography for sports, mainly football.
I'm looking forward to later tonight because I just transferred to a new high school and I'm going to my first football practice. I'm excited to see how it is different from my last school.
That's good.
My sophomore season's coming up and I am pretty scared because a lot of my teammates are leaving, but you also got to realize that your greatness don't mean that theirs, you know what I'm saying? If I got the best player on my team and he leave, that just mean more for me. I'm trying to get my first offer next year, let alone first. I'm trying to get 5 offers by end of next season.
I want to go to college for IT and technology and get a good job and live a good adult life.
All right, that's good. All right, tell us about your free time. Like, what makes you energetic? Like, if you do sports, clubs, what makes you relax? Just what do you like to do for fun in general?
I like playing on my computer a lot. I play a lot of games, and I spent all my money on it.
Okay, and what like gaming console do you have, and what type of games do you like to play?
I got a Switch, an Xbox, a PlayStation, and a computer.
And do you pay for those or your parents?
I paid for my computer. I paid for half of my PlayStation. I got gifted an Xbox, and I didn't pay for the Switch.
Okay, so that has to be a lot of money right there. So does that mean you have a job or like...
Don't say the J word.
What I like to do in my free time, I really like to maximize my badges in the best way I possibly can, in a very immaculate, conceptually way, you know what I'm saying? I like to maximize my badges and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I like to sauce them badge-ons too. Like, that's really what I like to do in my free time.
I like to hang out with my family because you only got a certain amount of time with them as life goes on. And go outside, stay active.
What is your favorite color, and like, why does it stand out to you? Like, why do you choose that color to like?
I like purple.
And why is that?
It's different. Or no, I like red. Because you can't make red. And it's cool because I don't know how they make it in the factories if you can't like make the color red. But like, they can make red paint. But it's a primary color, so you can't make red. But they make it.
That's good.
I think that's a conspiracy theory. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting into psychology lately. And it's like, it's saying there's a paradox that says that nothing is real. Like, you guys aren't real. It's just my imagination. I'm imagining that you guys are here. So it's basically saying, like, nothing else in this universe is real. I'm just imagining that it's all here. But my favorite color is probably purple and black.
Same thing. Yeah, I just like
purple. Oh, that's good. What do you hope to accomplish? Like, what do you want to see yourself doing in the future? What are your goals to live in life, to say that you can succeed in life?
I want to be a well-known photographer around the world for sports, preferably NFL.
That's good.
I want to be a guy that like roams the street, and if like you look at me, you're like, yeah, he is money. Like wearing like a suit and a briefcase. And, like, look like a businessman, you know?
Alright, that's good.
I want to go to the league, and if not that, I just want to probably disappear, like, off the face of the earth.
I thought you wanted to do, like, a 9-to-5, like, welding or something.
Maybe, but, like, I really have been planning, like, if I don't get rich, I probably plan to become a Tibetan monk and just live in the forest.
Alright, that's good. If you could go back in the past, what is one thing you would like to change about yourself that makes an impact on your future?
Man, I would have been got off of Fortnite. Like, I love Fortnite so much, but my life would be perfect right now if I didn't play all of my hours of Fortnite.
I'd probably not spend, like, a lot of money on games, because give it, like, 2 more years and I won't be playing it no more.
I'm going to say the same thing. Take back, like, all the money I spent on, like, Fortnite. There's over 300 probably on that game. That could have went to way better, like, stuff, like camera, anything.
Yeah, I agree with what Kino said. I spent so much money on Fortnite and my Xbox in general.
All right, that's good. Well, it looks like we're out of time, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dorian.
AJ.
Kamor.
Kino.
And Marchenko.